what SEAI is doing in collaboration with the HSE and the renal unit at Letterkenny is we're providing electric vehicles as a trial for the transport of renal dialysis patients back and forth to their treatments. This is normally done through a fleet of petrol and diesel taxis, which, believe it or not, travel 1.3 million kilometres every year providing this service. And what we're hoping to demonstrate is that using electric vehicles, a combination of hybrid vehicles, plug-in hybrid vehicles and battery electric vehicles, that there could probably be a saving of about €60,000 a year in fuel costs alone, just for this particular service.
Presumably there'll be very strict monitoring and assessment of this service on an ongoing basis, that at the end of it, you'll actually be able to present real hard evidence of those savings that you're suggesting.
Exactly, and the beauty of electric vehicles is that they are capable of monitoring and reporting on their exact use over periods of time, including their charging regimes, exactly how much was spent on or how much energy was used in charging and what distances they travel. So electric vehicles will provide us with the data. But it's also hugely important that for the patients themselves, they're going to be travelling in a more comfortable environment, because electric vehicles are generally a smoother passage than a petrol or a diesel engine. There's going to be those cost savings, as I said, to the taxpayer, and there's a healthier environment for all, because of there's no tailpipe emissions from electric vehicles, or lower ones from hybrid vehicles. So overall, there's a gain or a benefit for a number of different parties.
Obviously, what's happening in Letterkenny is a pilot. You'll be presenting that evidence that we've referenced there to other hospitals, to other health organisations and health boards and so on. Your hope, I'm sure, in the future would be that we will see more and more hospitals and other corporate entities using electric taxis, using electric vehicles, and by extension then the public getting more used to them and perhaps their use becoming even more widespread.
Exactly. That is the purpose of this pilot, is to show that in a situation where people might necessarily immediately think, oh, let's replace this taxi fleet with electric vehicles because they're travelling long distances or whatever, we're going to hopefully demonstrate that it's practical. It may not be practical in all similar situations, but we will be hoping to demonstrate its practicality for a range of applications, be it health, be it other fleets in the public service, be it fleets in the private sector as well. And as you say, ultimately what we want to show people is that the move to electric vehicles doesn't actually have to be concentrated on large urban centres, because quite often people's journeys are relatively short to start with and they have plenty of opportunities to charge in between, and the range of these vehicles is getting longer and longer as new cars are introduced. And with the package of grants and incentives that are now available, electric vehicles are really becoming an option for more and more drivers.